Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about online relationships, friendships, and connections via social media, dating apps, and such things like that. I find it funny because, like, Danielle, have you noticed that, like, now, back in the day when we started dating when we were teenagers, we actually courted each other. Like, you know, we took each other out on a date. Now you got Tinder and you just, like, oh, look, swipe. You know, you're judged by a profile. You're not even a person anymore. You're how good your profile picture is, which I do. Like, I've been stuck on my one profile picture for a long while on Facebook because it's such a good picture. And I'm just like, no one's swiping past that. What's up? You know? But, like, really, that's exactly what the dating and friendship world has come down to, that you're just a little bubble on the scene. And whether that picture is good enough, you're going to
the profile to, like, they don't read to find out what the person is like or anything. They just look at the picture and it's like, yes or no.
They do the quick scan through, and they don't even look like, oh, look, she posted about Disney. Oh, she's childish. Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, dude, the world is at the touch of our fingers and we're using dating apps. All right, yeah. So we got a caller. I know that it's my Biffle, so I'm going to let him in. Biffle, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are we today?
Hello.
I'm alive. That's what I can say. I'm alive. Which is better than the opposed.
I hate that.
Like, dead, hanging somewhere. That's way better than the opposed. Right? I'm very excited for the show tonight, guys. like really excited. We got a lot of replies on the questions this time around. I'm so excited about this. So,
I know.
Okay. So before we get into it, I want to know, how was you guys' day? Like, what did you do today, Danielle?
Oh, mom life. And was terrorized by two monsters while all the other kids were in school.
Oh, we so played, you cook, clean, and wipe some asses.
Yeah, and played clean up about 7 times within 4 hours while my 2-year-old helped me clean up and was all excited. And I walk away, start some laundry. I go back and she dragged it all out. Mommy, mommy.
I remember those years. I remember those years.
Fighting a losing battle and I just gave up. I'm like, you know what? Let the toys stay out.
Just be happy that she wants to play cleanup. Because I'm like, yes, she ain't going to want to play cleanup unless you're paying a small allowance.
Oh, I know.
And, Biffle, how was your day? I know you had to work a lunch shift. How was that?
It wasn't too bad. They just put me on dish the whole time, so I just got to listen to my iPad and
rock out. You lived life in the shoes of Danielle today. He was doing dishes.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate dishes.
Oh, mommy with you. Kind of like me and laundry.
Oh my gosh, I hate dishes.
Okay, well, my day was a bunch of be lazy, stay inside, don't get sick. That was my day today. I did the gym this morning, but I didn't do anything else. Like, that was it.
Hey, those are the best days. I plan on being lazy tomorrow.
That's glorious.
I can't be lazy tomorrow. I got called into work tomorrow, so I got to work a night shift tomorrow now.
Strike.
I did say that I was going on strike, but I'm not on strike. I need the money. Okay, so. All right, let's get into these questions. We all have online friends, and we've all made online friendships, and we've also made foes. Tell us about some connections that you've made via online social media apps. was I don't kiss and tell. That's cute. This is my answer. I found the light group of naughty and sexy people who I simply adore. You guys are a part of it, so you understand that the group that we made online, like there's almost 100 people, just shy of 100 people in it, and I'll tell you what, these are like 100 of the best people that like we could have ever known. And without online, we would never have that. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree.
So, okay, I'm going to skip back. All right. Guys, my princess was the next one. I haven't had any foes, but most people I met come then go. I've met a few wonderful people, but generally it's just present conversation that typically dies away after a while. My biggest connect is Red. I'm going to say Red. And I have a huge crush on her.
Oh,
so cute.
So cute.
I love that she said that, isn't it? Like, oh. Hey, listen. All right, listen. She put me first, and the guy I sent nudes to didn't even put me on in there at all. So, I mean, she's stepping that game up right there. Watch out, honey.
Oh, yeah, right, definitely.
So, like, guess who's getting the new year tomorrow? All right, we get another one. It's from a guy. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm going to read the answer I had for her. It all started with me saying I don't like romantic getaways for two. I did. There was another group. It's a poly group that I'm in. Describe yourself. I said, I don't like long walks down the beach and I don't like romantic getaways for two. I prefer three. And she put, yeah, but Getaway Free is fine. And we had discussed this in my in the comments of my first post that I have made there. And she said, and she said, we discussed about Denny Cruz and such instead, and for three. And it was just like that was our first conversation that we hit off. Something that simple, you know. I was if I had usual talk and said, you know, 34 Massachusetts by Paul, I would have never caught her eye. But the fact that I said I don't like romantic getaways for two, you know what I mean? Something that simple as a message, you know, like as a comment on a post could make or break if you meet someone that awesome, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. This one's from a guy. I piss off a lot of people online and in person, so that foes list is pretty long. But I made a few actual friends online. I met so-and-so in a group a couple years ago, and we hit it off pretty well. We haven't hung out a lot. We've gone hiking together, and we went out once. Super exciting. He, the so-and-so that we're talking about, added him to our group, actually. And he's an adorable guy. He really is. Awesome guy. But, you know, he speaks his mind like the rest of us do. So. People don't like that when they don't like the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one comes from a little lady, Sakama. I had a block guy after messaging him. But he became very jealous and possessive. I was actually scared for my life at some point. Always be careful online. I can't be so true about this. You know how many fake, like, all right, Danielle, you tried out Scout. You're on an app. You've tried out Scout, right?
Yes.
Do you notice how many accounts on there have to be fake? They have
to
be.
Oh, my God. I swear over half of the messages I get every day are fake accounts.
Some guy was trying to use a Patrick Swayze picture as his profile picture. Thinking, no, because I've done Scout before.
Wait. Stop. You're going way ahead of the story here. Which Patrick Swayze are we talking about?
We're talking about like
I mean, are we talking Roadhouse or are we talking Dirty Dancing? Like, what picture of
later
Patrick
on.
Swayze?
We're not talking The Outsiders or Dirty Dancing. We're talking more a little bit past Roadhouse, more along the lines, maybe like that dad movie, the movie where he was a dad.
Wow.
And it's like that. And just like, well, he's not going to use young Patrick Swayze. Girls know who that is. You know what I mean?
Right?
Duh.
Thanks to Dirty Dancing.
I just don't think that's ridiculous.
But no, but he's from another country, honey. He was from another country, so I don't think he realized that American girls still knew who the hell Patrick Swayze was. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, here's an old guy, but yo, he's Patrick Swayze is dead and he's still a living legend. We're talking about him on live radio right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So. You should probably look into whose picture you're going to use as your profile picture before you take it. But what she's saying is very correct. And I remember her telling me about this. This guy was, like, really, like, possessive of her. Like, I can't see someone being that. I could see if you're in an online relationship and, you know, you've been there a few months or so, or, you know, and you've committed to each other. But, like, to be possessive after two talks and jealous, I'm glad she blocked him. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll tell you what, guys. We had our fair share of, we had a fake account in the group a bunch of times. You know what I mean? And as soon as we see what we think is a fake account, we investigate that crap right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
We do. We really do.
Here's one I really want to get to because it touched me because I know how good this woman was to this girl. I just I just had a recent horrible experience with someone. I've been friends with her online over 2 years. She even came and visited me a few years back, and we talked almost every day. Now, past weekend, I was supposed to fly out to visit her. I had tickets purchased and everything. We had been planning this weekend for months. We even were talking regular the night before I was supposed to leave. The next morning, I get to my gate in the airport, received a text from her saying that she had to cancel and couldn't do the weekend. I tried calling her back, finding out that she had changed her phone number, so I couldn't contact her. She also had me blocked on all social media. I was worried about her at first until other friends who could see her on social media pages said she was posting regularly like nothing was wrong. I'm angry, hurt, and confused more than anything. She basically shattered my trust. I can't think of any feasible explanation as for why she would have done this to me. And the reason this touched me is because I know this girl. This girl, and she has stood up for that girl many a times when other people weren't happy with her. And you know, she was the girl herself had called her best friend. That's my best friend. That's my best friend. And for her to like to go from best friend to that, I can't believe that. You know, this was my reply. This was my reply to her, and I hope it helped her. I'm so sorry. I know how much you've done, how much said online friend meant to you. And I'm in awe that she would do such things. You have always shown her love and care, and you even stood up for her in situations that you felt she was in need of saving. I truly hope you get some form of answers or closure to this friendship, as it's not fair to leave you hanging like that. Shut up, pretty lady. You know, guys, if you're faking something online, and that's probably what it was, you know, she told a fib that turned into something way huger because she kept telling the fib. And now here's the friend who's going to go fly out to meet her, and this big, huge fib isn't going to be there. So now you just lost a really good person out of your life because she genuinely cared for you. Yo, this poor girl. Like, she...
I feel bad for her.
I do, because, you know, she's not the type to vindictively hurt somebody. You know what I mean? In fact, like if she was going to vindictively hurt somebody, it would be because they vindictively hurt somebody she cared about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just... it's horrible that could happen. But it just shows you that not all people online are good people. Just because they have a pretty profile picture does not mean that they're a pretty person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. I met a woman whose soul is my twin. From the first time she commented on a pic I dropped in a group, she called me Red, hence my nickname. I knew right away that I loved that bitch to death, and that's Miss T. Let me tell you her story.
She's awesome.
Oh, I met her in a group, and you know, we were hellbound in that group. We were hellbound because it was just a bunch of like petty women and guys, and like all the women would be petty that the guys weren't hitting on them. It was just so funny. And in comes Walter and Laurie, Miss T, and she's like, "Oh my God, you're Red forever. That's it. Red, show me your face. Red this." And she's tagging me in posts, and she's calling me Red. And I, right off the bat, I was like, "You're my soul sister." Because, like, the things that she was saying in posts, and she's just, like, calling it out and, like, commenting on every post she could. As soon as I had her in my inbox, I'm like, "Yo, so you got to join my group." And, like, I normally don't – I didn't promote out of that group like that. But when I met her, I just knew she was my soul sister off the bat. Like, our souls are entwined. Like, they were supposed to meet each other. You know what I mean? And she doesn't live too far from me, which is pretty cool, because one day I'm going to meet her, you know?
That will be epic.
It's going to be freaking epic. Okay, so it's going to be a bunch of my comments, so let's scroll through a bunch of my comments, because, like, I made sure to comment on everybody that I cared about online. I'm going to read one of yours, Danielle. "I've met a few good friends online. Most of them we've lost contact with over time, and busy lives and family. I haven't had many foes. I can't see you having a lot of foes online, girl.
No, I
really
don't.
Can't. You're such a sweet thing. They just like them, you know, sprinkle happiness all over. Unfortunately, unfortunately, I get Nazi Nikki. And I'm like, see what I say and not what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like Nazi Nikki.
Yeah, you guys all want to tell me I'm hot when I get all BS. You know what I mean? Okay.
What
so,
was it I said in chat one day? I said, "Oh shit, Nazi Nikki's coming out." I was all excited.
Yeah, you were. I was like upset about something in group, and I got into admin chat, and I was just like, "I'm about to get all Hitler on their asses. Nazi Nikki's coming out," and you're like cheering me on. You're like, do you see how oxymoron we are right now? I just called her the sweetest little thing on earth, and now I'm seeing how she cheered on Nazi Nikki.
Yep.
That's great.
I sure was. I was encouraging
you nice.
It.
You ain't nice. You just play nice on the radio. All right, but now after me not calling her nice, I'm gonna read out loud what she said nice about me. I've made really good friends with an amazing woman that has touched my heart and been there for me when I needed someone to talk to and has helped me with some issues. She's always there to listen when I need to vent, and she has become my dearest friend and my co-host. I hope to meet her in person one day. Yeah, guys, just so you know, everybody out there listening, if people are out there listening, if not, hey, Cricket, me and Danielle we don't sit in the same room and do this show, nor does Chris. Like, we're like all in different states. Me and Chris are in New England. I'm in Massachusetts. He's in Connecticut. Like, she's way over in the middle of the land over there. And like,
I'm in Indiana.
Indiana.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Every time when I was a kid, every time I heard the word Indiana, I would think of like Indiana Jones. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, yo, is that like the cave and the temple thing? Like, and my mom would just look at me and be like, no, you dumb bitch. It's a state. But we are going to meet one day. That's going to happen. But we all joke in group that we're going to have one big group orgy.
Yes.
That would be the sexiest thing ever. Okay. So now I want to read what I
read. Cameraman, though.
I want to read what I wrote about you, Danielle, because and Chris, because, you know, you two are awesome people. All right.
Oh, so are you.
I co-host the talk show with Puddin. We do so from two different states. We have never shook each other's hands, but we have touched each other's hearts. She's always Team Nikki and cheering me on. Legit. She's always Team Nikki and cheering me on. I'm proud to be part of something so awesome with her. And you said you loved me. Oh, I love you too. Big heart. Big heart. Okay. This is like, we were supposed to be making fun of all that shit. We're all like lovey dovey here. Like, oh, I love you, man. I love you.
Oh, we'll make all fun right. of people later.
Yep, that's the next question that's going to happen. I met my biffle online via talk therapy internet radio show. I mentioned GIMP on our first episode, and for some crazy reason, he decided it would be an interesting convo. We became biffles fast and fabulously. Even take pride in knowing that I was part of his first ever shared dick pic. What? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Chris, be proud. Be proud. Okay, I'm way more proud of your dick pic than you are.
It's out there. I'm not gonna love you.
All right. And opening his eyes to a secret world of naughty. I'm really proud of my biffle. Because you guys don't understand, when I met my biffle, he was so attuned with the whole idea of what we have going on in group, the social crazy neediness. And like now he is officially a moderator of group now. He is admin. I'm so proud of him. Can we clap for him, Danielle? Let's clap.
Yes, let's clap.
I'm clapping.
Take
a bow, Chris.
Without
take a bow.
Both of you, it never would have happened. So you guys take more credit. You guys get more credit than I do.
We get more. No, Gimp gets the credit. Gimp gets the credit. All right, so I gotta scroll. I want to scroll and I want to read Chris's. I want to get Chris in before. Do you want to read yours, Chris?
Yeah, mine are so long. I'm just gonna give the a break. Well, I mean you. We've already heard this. We've heard the end of the story. Red told the end of the story, but the funny part of my social media experience is that it began 8 years ago when I met the lady who runs our network right now, the one that we broadcast on. I met her in a social media group. And the only reason I remember meeting her is because it was during Hurricane Sandy when I met her, and we were in a sports blog and we were going nuts, and all of a sudden she sends me a message. I just got kicked out of the group. Do you want to start our own? Let's start our own group. And I was like, sure, I'm in. And then we kept talking. A couple of years later, she's like, I have a radio show. You should listen. I start calling into her radio show. She goes, hey, you should get your own show. I get my own radio show. And then I come on your guys' show, and the rest is history. So social media actually brought this whole thing together. Like,
it really did, even for me and Danielle.
It did.
So
see, life's connections online.
It was a weird story.
Red found me.
That's the thing. Like I've never met Kim in person. I've talked to her over video chat, but I've never met her in person, and she's done all this stuff for me, like gotten all this stuff set up, and it's awesome. And we talk all the time, so it's really cool. And then obviously she got me hooked up with you guys. I got hooked up with you guys, and all three of our shows are all on the network, and we have the best radio network ever. Not gonna lie to you,
guys. Guys, I was just assured that there are no that it's not crickets listening to us, and my princess is most certainly listening to us. There are not crickets.
Well, there.
So I'm just letting you know we have at least one listener out there.
If your princess is listening, then obviously probably Jiminy Cricket is listening since she's a big Disney fan.
that was Pinocchio. That was really cute, though.
Yeah, I just went.
You better stop hitting on my princess. We're going to fight. I know what state you live in.
Yeah, you know the. Actually, you know the town I live in, so
mm-hmm.
I need to watch.
And you live right
exactly
near the fairgrounds, buddy. Tell me what.
Exactly.
I can see your house from the fairgrounds. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Oh, I've been doing my research. Okay, so you told me, but so.
Yeah, the research. I was giving it to you.
All right. I will still. We'll fight. We'll fight. So, Chris. Biffle, don't do that.
My money's on red.
my money's on red.
Okay.
Personal
right.
Cheerleader here.
Seriously, see, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Sorry, I like that song. And I know I didn't do a good job at it at all. All right. So we're going to do another one of Chris's because he has some really long ones and I want to see it.
Yeah, I wrote them on the bus. So
you wrote
long.
Them on the bus, so you were bored, huh?
Pretty much.
All right.
Which one were you going with?
Anyone, drop it.
Well, I'm gonna go. Since you accused me of hitting on your princess, I'm obviously not hitting on your princess because another story of mine is. I just recently got involved in another group.
Who put you there?
And Red was the one who said, hey, why don't you try this group out? So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I started talking, and this girl started posting that, you know, she was having some issues and having a rough time. So I said, hey, let's talk about it. We're the only ones in group right now. So we started chatting a little bit. She came on. Somebody's doing something.
Huh?
Okay. Somebody was doing something in the phone. All right. So anyway, she was having problems. So then a couple days later, she said she was really struggling again. So I sent her a personal message and said, hey, look, we're all going through stuff. I'm here for you if you want to talk. And we have been talking ever since. And she sent me a video the other day, and, you know, we've just been talking and working things out. And she lives in California, and I live here in Connecticut. So that's the power of social media. And how relationships can get started.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. I'm going to refrain from talking about my person in Kentucky because I'm a little upset with them. So I'm not reading that message. I'm not going to read that comment. Sorry.
Okay.
But maybe I'm online and continue to make more. But foes are still a reality. I was in a group with I call her my girlfriend, and some old hag bullying her about a kink that she has for bruises. Needless to say, I let in to the old hag. I gave him some factual knowledge on the matter and in a matter-of-fact attitude, shutting them up and saving that damsel in distress. Some people online think that their way is the only way and lose all class with trying hard to push it. It's true. But listen, this is what she wrote. But remember, there's something mentally wrong with me. LOL, I love you, girlfriend. You definitely saved me that day and kept me from running my big ass mouth. I love you so much, girlfriend, for far more reasons than that. That's the kind of friendship bond that you can make online. Like, right there. Like, yes, we met this group of old hags. These old hags, they had a naughty group, and then they were mad at the cute girls in it. Like,
why have a group then?
Because they wanted a group where they felt pretty. But what they forgot was, if you're going to add pretty girls to the group, you're not going to be the prettiest girl in the group if you don't feel pretty already. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she's a very adorable girl. And she was getting attention from the boys. So these old hags jumped on her case. And I hadn't. Actually, CBF jumped in on that post and helped me and helped her out too with that. Which, another thing, I met my CBF online, my crazy best friend, and we actually met in person, me and my CBF. We met in person and we shopped for adult toys and matching maid outfits. Yep. That, I mean,
I know. I've seen pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen pictures too.
Everybody in group seen pictures. Silly. But yeah, no. We shop that when you meet people online, you never know what you could be doing. Like, you could be shopping in the adult toy store and buying maid outfits. You never know. But I talked to her.
Sounds like a plan. I'm in.
Huh?
I said, sounds like a plan. I'm in. I'll buy a maid outfit.
Chris, you've seen the maid outfit, right? You do realize
yes,
what outfit that is, right? Okay, so you sure that you're going to wear that?
That's why it was a joke.
No, because now I'm holding you to it. This is
I
what I'm doing
not,
when I meet you.
Not saying things because you're gonna hold me to them now.
You don't even know. Listen, you don't even know. Wait till you become an admin. The surprise is in for you.
Oh,
the shit I hold people to. You're laughing because you know.
Uh huh.
All right. This is from a female. What?
Go ahead. I was gonna say all of our comments here are a lot of them are positive, except for like a couple of them. But I mean, I've run in and a lot of the reactions I've had in group and in groups like ours. A lot of those interactions have been positive. A lot of those have been positive. But I've been in other groups where, you know, people are getting kicked out. People are getting, you know, people are just like butting at heads with each other, and like everything is just chaos. And
yeah,
a lot of times that, I mean, especially being in sports groups, that happens because we're all arguing with each other. But
yeah,
it's like, you know, I've seen people like go after other people online. Like they'll go after them in a post, and then all of a sudden you'll see like them sending personal messages like back to them, and the other person's like posting the screenshots, and I'm like, dude, just like how do you get that far? Like once we're out of group,
like.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you're a group, just block a motherfucker. Why go that far? But actually, here's something that it's not a positive one. It's a negative one, and it's something that was mine. Being an admin of this group and others, I've had my fair share of creeps. One guy really creeped me out. He made me feel very uncomfortable. He would say things in comments to me that like I would have asked him not to say before, like Okay, so I don't like the daddy thing. I am into BDSM. I love Dom, but I don't like Dom. I'm a sir kind of girl. Daddy's creepy to me. And he would say, things like, "Hey, princess, come here to daddy." Well, listen, I was, you know, PMing and involved with a certain guy, and that was his pet name for me, was princess. So I asked other people not to call me princess. I constantly have to ask this guy. I constantly have to tell this guy, don't call me princess, and stop saying calling you my daddy. And he would say really gross things and like that would creep me out. I never crossed the line enough to be. Danielle, you remember this, right?
Yes, I remember him. I remember what post it was.
The post it was that got him booted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And finally, he creeped everyone on the admin team out enough that we kicked them out. I'm not going to talk about how we creeped us out because, like, it's creepy. Anyways, but he creeped every one of us admin out enough for us to boot him. Thank God. Because some people, they don't understand personal boundaries. Like, and that's what that guy did. He didn't understand personal boundaries whatsoever. I asked him a million times, don't call me princess. I told him a million times that he's not my daddy. And he would say things that just, like, as far as I read them, my hair would fall. It would make me not. And here I am in that of the group, and it made me not want to post anymore.
That
creep level is crazy. Yeah, when you're the admin of the group and you are post because this guy's creeping me the fuck out to the point that the guy who called me, the guy I was involved with that was calling me princess, even noticed that he would say it and didn't like the guy because he was creeper like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, even that guy noticed, why does he say princess? All princess. I don't like that. It was stupid. Like,
right.
You come on. Danielle, you know, we was mucky gucky about the whole princess thing. Okay, so the guy knew, but it was like pushed women and friends just to do it, not enough to boot it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was skating on thin ice.
Mm-hmm. We've had quite a few of those. We have Mr. Black. Remember Mr. Black? Oh, that man. You know, he drew the line when he started talking smack on Native Americans, and I was like, what you say? Because we all know, yo, listen, a little Native ass was not about that. Get back up. So, let's move on. It's 11:40. I'm 12:40, so about, what, another 40 minutes, 45 minutes left or so. So let's move to the second question that we have. But this one's okay. Fun, and Danielle's the one who came up with this idea. I think she should. You got it opened up in front of you?
No.
You guys lean on me so much.
I'm
hungry.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. Okay, I'm over that. All right. All right, here it is. I'm scrolling. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. This is going to be a real fun one because what the question is. Wow, there's a lot more answers than there was. Okay.
Yes.
What is some of the pickup lines? Excuse me? Yeah, you talk on your breath. Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm going to kick you in your pussy, Chris.
I said,
bam.
All right, what were you trying to figure out?
I'm trying to figure out what question you're on. So I was waiting for you to read the question.
Uh-huh. What is some pickup lines that you often hear on social media? Funny, weird, smooth, we want to hear them. So, pick up line, one-liner, you know, this is a PM you in your box. We want to hear this. This is going to be funny. I see the photos you post. Want to trade pics? Yo.
Does that like work? Really?
So, no, it don't work. Chris, don't use that line.
Right, don't use it. Don't
it does
use
not
it.
Work.
It's horrible.
It's
come on.
Horrible, right? Thank you. Okay,
you gotta be better than that.
Yo, that might be worse than sending me a dick pic right off the bat. Like, that might be worse than that. Still want to trade pics? Dude, what made you think that I wanted to trade pics with you? I didn't even accept your friend request, and now you're PMing me to trade pics. Dude, just go look in groups that are posted. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Needless to say, guys will say that, like, and then, yo, you know what's the worst? You're like, oh yeah, I'll do that, right? And you send them a pic of your, right? And they send you a picture of their penis, and it's like, it wasn't worth the titty pic. It was not worth it. So, ladies, let me tell you what: if a guy starts it off with "want to trade pics," chances are it's his dick isn't. Survey says. All right, this one's cute. Hey, Cinderella, call me Midnight, because when I come around, I'll make your dress disappear.
That's actually pretty funny.
Not
yeah,
bad.
No, it is
That's
pretty
not...
funny. But what's even better
like
about
that
it,
one.
My princess said that to another person. It wasn't said to her. She said it to someone else. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Okay,
that's a good line.
I checked your profile out. I bet you're fun to fuck. Like, I hate that. I fucking hate that. I checked your profile out. I bet you're a lot of fun. You look like a lot of fun. So, what did you check out on my profile that I look a lot of fun? What was I doing that was so fun? No, you just look fun. How do I look fun? Like, you're like two letters off of telling me I look funny, and that means an insult. you should probably not message a girl and be like, I saw your profile, you look fun. You know what I mean? And then not be able to tell her what she was doing fun in her profile.
Right.
Like, don't do that. Hey, Chris, do you see my profile?
Yo.
What's up? Do I look fun? Do I look fun?
Do you look fun?
Yeah, my profile looks fun.
I know way too much. Before I even looked at your profile, I knew you were fun because we talked about GIMP. Come on now.
But then all right, look at my other profile. Do I look fun? What do guys mean when they say that? What does it mean? Like, you look fun. Like that they're talking about, you look fun in bed, but how does someone look fun in bed? Like, I'm sorry, but I didn't know that how you fucked appeared in your looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has nothing. There's nothing that would say you look fun, because everything you have just looks cute.
So,
especially on the profile I'm looking at, it's just you and your kid. So.
Oh wait, are you looking at Victoria or Nicolette?
I'm looking at both of them. Cause I'm that skilled.
You're
with my
creeping
computer.
Me. Ooh, I got a Facebook. Oh
shit.
I'm looking through your pictures. I'm trying to find the fun. I gotta find a good pickup line based on the pictures in your profile.
All right, if you're gonna find a good pickup line on, do it on my other profile, not on Victoria.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're gonna definitely find fun there. All right, so here's another one. I get words with friends with friend requests message me there, and the guy will say I was hot and that they'd love to bang me. It's horrible. If you think that's gonna help, or the random dick pic and says this is because of you, you should help me. How the hell did I call you a dick pic? I didn't ask you for it. I didn't touch it. I didn't talk to you. I don't even know your damn name. How the fuck did I call you a dick pic? Can someone explain this to me? How is it? How do you say, well, you caused this?
I have no words for that.
I have gotten that message in PM before, though. Well, you caused this with your picture. Dude, no, you caused that with you looking at me. I didn't cause that. You caused that. Like, and you should help me out with it. I want to know, does that line work on a girl? And if it did work on a girl, you shouldn't have put your penis in her. I'm sorry. But if a line like that works on a girl, don't put your penis in her. Don't do it.
Right?
You can put it in her. Put it in her inbox, but don't put it in her. You put it in my inbox. Legit. Like, this is your fault. Like, I ain't never seen that dick before in my life. But how the hell is that? Like, oh, or guys, admins, guys that will send me pictures for me, and like I try not to post for them when I'm, like too often, like, you know, because sometimes like, can you post a picture for me? And you know, I've been kind of involved with something, so I haven't been doing it. I get guys that will say, well, you know, anytime you want to see anymore, just let me know. Dude, you just hit me up on admin authority. Now you're like, you do realize that when you do stuff like that, you chance getting booted out of the group. Because you exactly what you're not supposed to do. Don't PM me asking me to share a pic for you and then say, so if you want to see any more, just let me know. I hear that all the time. Dude, you gotta be like, and be like, so there's something growing on my cock. You want to take a look at it? Because I'm like, yeah, show me. Like, that's the only way you're gonna get me to be like, yeah, show me your dick. You know what I mean? Like, because I can see it in you. I mean, well, you know, there's this celebrity that I have, like, I'll show my dick on numerous occasions. But, like, I'm not gonna just be like, in PM with some random guy, be all right about him showing me his dick. He says there's something growing on it. but I want to see. I was like, yo, show me. I want to know. Like, could you tell me what this is on here? I'm like, yeah, show me. That's the only way you're going to get me to say that. Because I'm a girl. Okay, so. Let's rub a bing together. Dressed up as characters. We can use the invisible cloak. I dated that girl. I dated that girl for 9 months before her smooth pick up. For 9 months for her pick line. I would have too, dude. Dude, let's drop a bing together and we can. And then you. And then you. Water's invisible
Wait.
Cloak.
Wait.
Yeah.
Before? Is that before or after? Wouldn't that be after the pickup line?
I dated that girl for 9 months before. I dated
before
that,
her.
Oh, before her pickup line. Wow.
If you're dating somebody, do you still use pickup lines?
You bet.
Hey, you still can, right? Did you not
still
listen to last week's show?
Did you not listen? Was it in one ear and out the other? Did you totally just guy us?
I'm just trying to figure it out. That's a great line though. I like it.
Look at him trying to get out of it.
I'm a
mm-hmm.
Harry Potter fan.
Mm-hmm. No. There's no using my princess to get yourself out of this. Now listen. Listen, mofo. You did not listen last week. Listen, Linda, listen.
And he was
listen.
Present for last week.
And he was present, front and center. Do you know how much you are hurting mine and Danielle's heart right now, Chris? Because we spoke about this before you called in online when we get that 15 minutes we're on the air before we go on air. And we spoke about how it would have been great if our guys actually listened last week and were like you and you did this to us. How
Aww.
Dare you?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm a guy. What can I tell you?
Shame on you.
I'm
a guy. That's how.
Hey, Chris. Listen. Hey. Listen, Linda. Princess just texted me. Typo. I dated her after the pickup line. Autocorrect. Fucking autocorrect. I'm gonna break this damn phone.
Boom.
Boom.
Y'all are getting on me, and I was helping. I was helping her out. Boom.
What do you mean,
boom?
She just, boom. My princess got my back. Oh. And she's a hottie.
Apparently she has my back because I was the one who was correcting.
You're still in trouble.
Well,
9 months
before. And that was a typo she didn't mean before. It was a typo. Damn autocorrect. Her message to me is, I did her after the pickup line.
That's exactly what I said. I said, shouldn't that be after? I said, shouldn't that mean after? And then you said, no, it doesn't have to be. And I was right.
Hey, Chris.
We'll find out. We'll re-listen to the show and we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Because I did say before, I figured it was a typo. I was like dated for nine months for that pickup line, and you said, and you owe me a blowjob, if I'm right. But I'm not fucking your dick, Chris. Sorry. But if I'm right, you owe me a blowjob. The
okay.
thing is, you see the thing barter here? Get a blowjob. All right. Danielle, he thinks I'm kidding. He doesn't even know. Like,
no,
I'm right.
He has no idea.
I'm okay. I know I'm right. So I'm okay with whatever you're saying right now. I know I'm right.
Your lips
so
better be
good.
Soft. Your lips better be soft.
Well, don't you worry about that.
Mhm. It better be soft because my penis don't like harsh lips.
Yeah, and yo, you better be able to deep throat, Chris. Don't be just kissing the tip of it. Don't be just kissing the tip of it and not paying attention to my balls either.
And you gotta get sloppy with it.
What a bitch.
Hey, we're bad. We're going to hell.
From what I've learned being on this show, you gotta play the back end too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. With a little finger in it.
A little bit of pressure. A little bit of pressure. Yeah. Play with the balls.
The grundle. The grundle. Touch the grundle.
See, I'm learning things there.
Oh, shit. Well, I listened a little.
Wait,
I listened to something.
You listened about how to suck a dick. You listened about how to suck a dick, but you didn't listen to last week when what guys should listen to the girls one.
What was that?
You didn't listen last week how not to piss off your spouse.
Listening.
But you listened to how to suck a dick.
Damn.
I give up. It's all right. You're moderating.
Hey. I gotta know how to give. If I have to give instruction,
how to give
while,
proper
while, you know, it, while
you
I'm getting
how
it,
you
if
give
I,
instruction, you grab her by her hair, shove her in your mouth, like put her hand on your balls, be like, this is what you do.
Exactly. Like, exactly. So I gotta know these. I gotta be able to give that information. I can't just be like, well, I don't know. I've never done it. You can't pull that move on. I learned this listening to therapy, and boom, good. I'm good to go.
Chris is never going to live this down.
Really,
there's a lot of things
Chris?
You won't live down. Danielle. This is probably not on any of that list.
Do you realize we talked how to suck dick?
What? We did! What? Yay!
Yeah, and he owes me a job, so we're gonna find out how well we taught him.
Oh shit!
I'm still not over that right now. I'm still kind of giggling. All right. All right. Read your comment on so-and-so's post. You're a freak. Let me find out. What are you trying to find out? I need to know this. When they say to you, let me find out, girl. Let me find out. What are you trying to find out? Like, let you find out what? Like, or if they call you ma, why are you calling ma? Like, don't open a statement with, yo, ma, what's up? Age apparently because you think I'm your mother. Like,
I have not had that yet.
That's because you don't live where I live. But yeah. No, I have this big butt, and you know, ghetto guys always chase me around because I have a big butt, and I always get lines like that, like, yo ma, what's up? Yo, ma, let me break it off. What are you breaking off? You can't break me. What? Like, and I don't understand the things they're saying. Those words like that. Yeah, I have an accent. Doesn't I know how to use Ebonic. So, like, they'll say, oh, let me break. God, I want to a little piece. I'm like, taking no piece of nothing from me. What are you doing? Like, why? Why?
Why?
Just say, hey, you look beautiful. I was going to see your eyes, but that was someone's comment. Wow, your eyes are beautiful. It was a bad thing. But it's not a bad thing if they're saying it nicely. It's a bad thing if all they say to you about that you just shared with are hanging out is, your eyes are beautiful. Motherfucker, I just showed you my tits. You better tell me my name.
Right? Like,
thank you. I'm just saying, if my tits are out, do not talk about my ass. I'm just saying. All right. So, that looks great on you with the litter on your floor. What's really the person who put that, I used a line on them like that, but it was, oh, I like that shirt. It looks better on your on my floor. And it's so funny that he put it up there as a dress. Because I have, oh my God, that's a great shirt. It looks better on my floor. I'm sorry, that's a great line. It works for me. It has worked for me. It might not work for you guys, but I've looked at a girl and been like, I love that. It would look better on my floor, though, and she has taken it off.
Oh, shit.
So. Yeah.
Work.
Good work. You've seen the shit I did to girls in group, right? Like, yeah. Oh my God, he can't wait till he can ask that, Danielle.
Oh
just
my
this
God.
Morning alone, he would be so like, what?
You have no idea.
You have no idea.
No idea.
One day you shall be known to win, Chris, and thou shalt carry the force. Or feel it, either way.
So, didn't somebody say he would be in heaven in the chat?
Yeah, I think Laurie did. I mean, Misty and or Sassy Pants.
Oh no, I think it was Miles.
He
was like, he's gonna be in heaven.
And I was like, you owe me one. I wish we could say it, but we can't.
I know.
Okay. Chris is really mad at us right now, I bet. He's probably sitting there tapping his foot like these fucking little bitches. I fucking call in their show. I help them out. I help them set up this radio show, and they're going to sit here and talk without knowing what the fuck they're saying. Fucking bitches.
Oh, you'll know soon enough, though.
You got the wrong guy. If that's how you think I'm reacting to all this, you got the wrong person.
Oh no, honey, you are gonna be in them, and you are gonna giggle, and you are gonna own me quite a few times.
I'm saying if you think I'm mad or upset about any of this discussion, you got. There's no,
oh, no,
nothing
none
of this makes me mad.
Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know the rule to be an admin?
What, you have to get angry?
Is that the impression I give you guys? Like, that I get angry? That's what admin does?
You just went to the tribe about, I'm probably stamping my foot mad when I'm just sitting here laughing at all of this.
No, but the rule to admin is you're going to have to sign this piece of paper. Don't worry. I just want what's under your foot.
Okay.
That's all. Just what's under your foot. That's all I want.
Oh.
It's under your foot between the bottom of your stinker. That's all I want. You need to be admin.
That
you're
going to
be
do.
Thinking about what that is. Oh, you sold. Yay. Sold mine for pizza.
You want your soul, Chris.
Yeah, I'm trying to take over hell.
And you can
like,
get
I
behind the
fold.
Scenes. That's what
I'm already on.
You're going to get behind
told,
the scenes.
I already told you. I'm already on that bus, so... I'm already going.
Chris signed himself up for our party bus. We have a party bus planned trip. It's going to be epic.
Damn right.
I swear to God, I'm hearing things tonight. Like, I hear the ghost or something. Because, like, I've heard someone knock at my door twice. little spooked. A little bit. There's nobody awake in the house but me. So, come on in, Charlie. Sit right next to me. That's going to be the ghost name.
Ghost.
Charlie.
I name everything Charlie, and it's funny because that's your side account. Like, even my dildo's name is Charlie. I have one dildo named Charlie and one dildo named Charlie.
And I love the name Charlie.
I know, it's so awesome. Charlie.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes, I probably shouldn't announce something. No, I should have announced on live air that I named my dildo Charlie and Bradley. That's my dildo's name. What's your dildo's name, Danielle?
I haven't named him yet.
Can we name one? Can we name one George?
Did you say George?
Come on, George. Like that, just like that, George.
I could consider that.
Don't name him Bob, though. Everyone names him Bob. Name him George or Felix. Name him Felix. Yeah, Felix.
I don't like the name Bob.
Oh, that's
me either.
That's got to be a show question. You got to have people give in names for Danielle's dildo, and then.
Oh my God! We could run a contest in group.
Exactly.
Name my dildo.
No, we are naming one of them George. Wait,
here.
How many do you have? Wait, if you only have one, it's George.
No, I have more than one.
Okay, so I named George. He's going to be the bigger guy, you know, the big dopey one. So if you got the biggest dildo you got, that's George.
Okay.
Okay. Is he at least 12 inches? He's like 12-inch killer, like fucking monstrous. George! I can't believe someone gave us a radio show.
What were they thinking?
But really, though, on a serious note, George. All right.
Oh my.
All right. Last week I was choking on live air. This week I'm Glenn. All right. Best intro line I have ever used is, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? And you know what, Chris? Yes. Yes to that. All the yes, all the that. It's awesome. Line.
That's line.
That right there. That it's perfect. That's the perfect one liner. What's going to happen is she's going to go, oh my God, I love Michael Ian. Wow. You know what I mean? And then she's going to start going on and on about how she wanted to be April O'Neil. And then boom, you're in her in. Sweet. That is like a perfect one-liner.
It's been used more than once. It's been used more than once.
I've used nice shoes. She kissed me. We didn't fuck, but she kissed me. So, I mean, it's okay. Right? It's so something.
Whatever works for you.
Okay, so... Chris, that's your only pickup line? That's the only one you have?
I don't use... I said it in the comment.
I know,
right,
that's what I'm
that.
Reading right now. Yep, that's what I'm reading right now.
I don't use pickup lines. My pickup line is usually like... like, if I'm out with somebody, I haven't done social media, but I haven't even been able to get anybody on social media. But usually it's just, like, talking to people. Like, I don't have, like, a go-to line, except for my Ninja Turtles line. That's a given one.
I don't have a line either.
I don't have smooth lines like that.
You can borrow mine.
Yeah. That's why I said I want to know which ones of these work, because I'll give them a shot. Fuck it.
Yo. Yo, listen. Don't try the one that I got about the dude being a writer, and he's currently writing a phone book and wanted to know if he could have my number to put in his book.
I lost my number. Can I get yours?
That won't work.
Wow, that dude put way too much effort into his pickup.
Yeah,
line.
I laughed at him. I'm like,
Try this. Have you ever heard that quote from John Muir? The sun shines not on us, but in us. That's all I can think of when I hear your name.
I'm surprised you've gone through all of these posts and you haven't asked me about the other one.
I was trying to spare you because you owe me a blowjob. But okay.
you can read what I wrote, and you can read it live on air. It happened.
Quiet down, crickets. The only time I've ever been hit on was by a gay guy, and I didn't even know he was hitting on me. I'm that oblivious to the world.
Wow.
Listen.
Yeah. That happened.
Okay, you know, I'm oblivious. I know when a girl, I am so oblivious when a guy likes me. I'm so oblivious to it. It is probably because I'm kind of way when it comes to talking to people and how I talk. So I'm really oblivious. A guy could be sitting there telling me, like basically pouring his heart out, telling me that, like, you know, he wants to be with me and all that. And I'm like, oh my God, look at this shiny. You know what I mean? So I understand where you're coming from, Chris. I'm so oblivious to when a guy likes me. It's so oblivious to the point that I'll be dating a guy and be like, you're not into me. You don't think I'm pretty. Because I'm oblivious. Like, my friends will be like, that guy's hitting on you. I'm like, no, you're not. We're talking turtles. Funny story. Ninja Turtles is your pickup line. Huh. But, like, that's the funny thing. Like, I'd be like, no, sir, he's talking about turtles. He's not hitting on me. Like, and lo and behold, you really were hitting on the girl. That's me. But, like, he's been hitting on me when you talk about turtles. I'm right there with you, Biffle. This is why we're Biffle. We're oblivious to the world.
it's a sad state of affairs that's the only time I've ever been hit on by somebody. I can say that, but it gave my friend.
What are you talking about,
story.
Chris? I just found you owe me a blowjob. I totally hit on you.
Well, okay.
You're not living that down. I'm living that down. Every time I see you put a comment in group, I'm gonna be like, you owe me a blowjob.
You're right there. I'm gonna be right there with you.
Center. We're gonna be old and gray, right? And our grandbabies, grandmother, and like, Biffle, you owe me that blowjob. Yo, chapstick, Blistex, like cherry chapstick, dude. You better not have rough course lips on. You better not have rough course lips. Only the best for my penis.
That's not.
Trust
that's
my
not
penis problem. In your mouth, Biffle. That's some real Biffle love right there, man. All right.
When you can ask your best friend to give you a blowjob, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true love right there. What can I tell you?
Right? Yo, you so owe me a BJ. I'm just saying. Watch, we're gonna review it, and it's gonna be there, and you're gonna be
we're
like,
gonna
it says before.
I'm gonna
you're gonna, it says before, and I'm gonna, and I'm gonna be like, suck my dick, bitch. All right. Get on your knees and tell me you love me. All right. We have not been on track at all tonight, guys. We're so silly. Well, there's nothing silly about blowjob, actually. Ask Chris. He knows how to do. He knows how to give them.
Because of
I'm gonna have to go back to that episode, but yeah, there we go.
You listen. Are you going? Listen. Listen, Linda. Listen. You owe a blowjob. Crickets.
Somehow that doesn't sound like a punishment.
Somehow it don't what?
Somehow that doesn't sound like a punishment.
That you're gonna suck my dick? Yeah, wait till you're choking on it, mofo. Wait till I make you gag and my penis hit your tonsils. Yeah, buddy. And I shoot my cum down your throat.
Hope you can breathe through your nose.
I'm blocking it.
Forget the balls.
I'd be the worst, man. I'll wash your hair for you while you're down there, though, Chris.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. At least there's that. At least I got that going for me. Thanks.
Yo, Chris, listen. You know how many guys in group would kill for me to be like, yo, blow me? Like, you know how many guys want to suck my dick?
It's all
a lot.
Good.
We can take applications. I'll leave you in charge, Chris.
I've got an application. I get this one application for what the like five other ones that you have out for me already.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we need to find a guy that wants to suck my penis. At least you can accomplish your thing.
Guys, if you're listening, all the guys that are listening, all they gotta do, fill out an application, send it over.
If you want to suck my dick, I want you to put my penis in your mouth and fondle my balls, touch my grundle.
send your name and a short description. Send it on over to me. I'll clear you, and you're good to go. You can suck on Red's.
No, that's not how it goes. I need a picture of the tip of your head too. Well, I got to make sure it looks good down there.
That's what I said.
And make sure my coffee cup rests on it right. So, a picture of the top of your head. I need a picture of your lips, and I need to know what kind of chapstick you wear. And if lips are cannot, I might buy you chapstick.
Does the kind of chapstick matter?
Yeah.
I mean, like, is there a certain flavor that you need, or I'm asking you.
No medicated. Don't buy the medicated one.
Non-medicated. Are you asking them to put on like cherry, vanilla? You know, vanilla.
Yeah, cherry. Yeah.
So listeners out there, it's got to be cherry. It's got to be cherry flavored chapstick.
I sucked a dick. And I liked it. I wore cherry chapstick.
I will never hear that song the same.
Me either. I'll be singing that all night. I'm going to go to the gym after the show and be singing that song, no lie. Like, I sucked a dick and I liked it. All right. I probably should not sing about sucking dick at the gym. I did enough tonight on the show. That and Chris owes me a blowjob. I don't trust you either, Chris. you have to go on. You have to go and listen to the show over again because I don't trust him. He's gonna go edit some stuff. You have to listen to it, and you have to say.
I ain't editing nothing. If I knew how to do that, my show would not be as bad as it is.
Hey, Chris, close your mouth or I'm gonna shut my cock. Oh. I like this game.
This is funny.
I love you, Biffle.
You don't love you me? Too.
Okay, better. You don't suck the dick of someone you don't love. Holy cow, guys. We got only like 9 minutes left. We've been talking about sucking dick this whole time. You were right. Chris, you were right. We were going to end up talking about dick.
Okay. Yeah. He said it yesterday on my show.
He did. He predicted this.
Wow, I see what you did there. I like it.
You
I like
it's like predicting. It's like pre-cum, just, you know, predicting.
Pre-cum is
he
yummy.
Did so is post-cum, too.
Well, yeah. But...
you know what the best kind of cum is? All right, guys, that's another thing. Does cum really taste like pineapples?
Wait, does what?
Like, you know how people say that? They say that, like, if you eat pineapples, your cum will taste like pineapples. So, if you eat a lot of pizza, does your cum taste like pizza?
Well, I don't know. Does your cum taste like pizza?
I don't know. Chris is going to let you know.
We know that. We know that's how that works.
I bet you my cum tastes just like pizza. Or coffee. It might taste like coffee. Is someone? Are those aliens in?
Did you say knocking?
Yeah, it sounds like someone knocked on the headset.
Yep. That would bring be me to my... one of my that would be one of my alarms going off.
Mommy alarm. All right, we're only 5 minutes left of the show anyway, so let's close out now. Oh,
okay.
Close out. She can say goodnight for us.
Do what?
Is she still up? Is it baby?
No, it's my 2-year-old.
Oh, go take care of your 2-year-old. We love you, Danielle.
I love you guys too, and I'm going to hop off here and talk to you guys next week.
See you next week, baby girl. It's time for What Did We Learn, Chris? Bye. It's time for What Did We Learn? We learned that Chris will get a blowjob.
Yeah, we learned that.
We learned the Ninja Turtle line pick works because that so works. I'm like so impressed with that, dude. We learned that you can make awesome connections online and you can make horrible connections online. Chris learned how to suck a dick. I was so proud of you. We learned that one of Danielle's dildos is named George. I love that name. I'm going to get offline and I'm going to go post in group George.
George.
Let's see who listened. George. So, we really didn't actually learn much tonight.
Just put that in group. Just put George in group and then see who comments on it to see who actually listened to the show.
I'm going to do it right now.
There we go. Secret.
I know one person that will know what George is. Let's see if anyone comments back something like Bob. Like, you know.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Right now, George. I really. We learn the admin post George.
And. Oh, all right.
So.
I got it.
I got the post. Nice.
You got the post.
I like what
so
you did.
So let's close out the show for the night and get going. We didn't want shit except that Danielle's dildo's name is George now. Chris can suck a dick. He owes me a blowjob.
So,
and I giggle a lot. All right. You owe me a blowjob. All right.
We learned that I can see a beating from you girls all night long.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did. But you did well. And look at that. I'm not even a dom. Me,
I handled
you,
it without
my tear. Yeah, you handled it very well. I'm very proud of you, and I hope you handle my penis as well when I get my blowjob.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, it is. I got a real tall penis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, balls as big as I have, you know my dick is huge. You know what I mean? I'm a ballsy bitch,
well,
so you know.
Well, I've seen the backside, so if that's what I gotta take to be able to play with your rear end, I'm in.
You just totally got perked on me. Oh my
Boom.
God, you really are. You still owe me a blowjob.
Again, win-win in my book.
Yeah, until you're swallowing my nut juice and it's slithering
mm-hmm.
down your throat. You're going to like it and you're going to love it. And if you don't, you're just going to shut up about it.
Yeah, but it's
Ooh,
gonna taste
I
like
can
pizza.
Be dumb. You hear, mm-hmm. yo, I totally got really dumb about that. You hear me?
You did.
Oh, shoot. I totally didn't like,
Uh-oh.
Just suck it and like it, bitch. And on that note, talk therapy is over, guys. We got 2 minutes left, and I don't think that Chris can handle me telling him to suck my dick anymore. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Chris, for calling in. And let's wish a shout out to Danielle, you know, and her baby for waking up. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.